16 major U.S. universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid awards for students. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan is joining us now with more on this. Alexis, what can you tell us?
Hi, Alexis. So this lawsuit, it's filed in Illinois federal court and district court by five different students. They want it to be a class action. That's what's proposed here. So these 16 elite universities are private universities. They're the ones being sued. And what these plaintiffs are saying is that the universities engaged in what they say is a financial aid conspiracy. They claim it amounts to a cartel that violates antitrust law. Now, these plaintiffs, they say to varying degrees, these universities coordinated standards that are used to determine students' need for financial aid. The plaintiffs say that instead of competing like they should have been on financial aid awards, that the schools instead agreed to criteria that is already set and communicated, agreed to, coordinated between these schools. They say that that reduced the amount of financial aid awards that were offered to these students. And they also argue that the practice stifles competition and it really amounts to educational price fixing. They say that the practice artificially inflates the cost to attend for those students that do need financial aid. Now, there is an exception that does protect universities from running afoul of antitrust laws, but it applies so long as students are admitted without regard for their ability to pay. So here, the plaintiffs are saying that there are at least nine of the defendants named in the lawsuit, and I think we have a full screen to show you exactly which schools those are. They're saying at least nine of them broke the rule by favoring kids of wealthy donors, and also using secret forecasting models that predict revenue and cost implications of the decisions that these schools make with regard to admissions, admitting either fully paying students versus those who need financial aid. Now, the damages here are significant. They don't name a specific dollar amount, but the students say that these universities overcharged 170,000 financial aid recipients that attended these schools and took that money. And they say that that was by at least hundreds of millions of dollars in this case. We did reach out to a handful of these schools. So far, we've heard back from Yale's media relations director, who said that Yale's financial aid policy is 100% compliant with all applicable laws. So a lot to unpack here, and yet another lawsuit against universities based on the way that they make admissions decisions.
Alexis, I've got to say, this is a story that hits really close to home. There have been so many changes and issues since my two graduated from college a couple of years ago, and now legacy admission also coming under scrutiny.
Right. So there is a large amount of discussion in this 60-page complaint that goes school by school, and they're extrapolating very specific instances of where representatives of the universities talk about the way that they make decisions. And there's a lot of quotes, there's a lot of news articles referenced here. And they basically go school by school saying that, look, a lot of these schools have admitted that sometimes there are different standards for evaluating students who are legacy students or those whose parents are prospective benefactors and who can make sizable donations to these colleges. So there's just a lot in this complaint. There's a lot of allegations. We still need to hear more from these schools and how they intend to defend themselves and perhaps ask for this case to be thrown out. That'll probably be the first step. But it'll be very interesting to see what they say here, because there are a lot of citations to interviews with school representatives where they definitely admit that there are different standards applied and that there are metrics that are used to figure out how does the school end up with a budget in the long run that allows it to keep flourishing and keep offering what they want to their students.
All right, Alexis Keenan, thanks so much for breaking that down for us. You're right, lots to unpack there.